You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Angela Scott is the founder of the Office of Angela Scott, a women's shoe brand all about elegance and functionality. Growing up in a foster home with three brothers in Northern California, and later working in construction and estate management, Angela says she often felt she had to keep up with the boys. But after moving into PR at luxury retailer Neiman Marcus, Angela decided it was time to make beautiful, practical shoes and boots for women, using the same attention to detail and craftsmanship she was seeing in men's shoes, smart shoes, because women, of course, don't always want to wear high heels. For this week's episode, Angela sat down with Monocle's Carlotta Ribello at our Los Angeles bureau to share the story of her brand.
The first perception of women who mean business, sometimes people think, oh, it's a woman who works in an office, right? But for me, women who mean business is somebody who's getting shit done. Like women who are on their feet, have things to do, to accomplish. It could be a mother, it could be a writer, it could be an artist, it could be a teacher, a student. It's just a woman who is assertive, who has confidence, who is accomplishing things, right? And who takes herself seriously.
Now, you started the brand when you moved to Dallas, but I don't know how far back we should go to hear how you got to that point that when you moved to Dallas and then decided to create the brand. Maybe let's just sum up that if we can.
We moved to Dallas for my husband's business. He's also in the footwear industry. And I was working for Neiman Marcus at the time. So when I moved there, I worked in PR for the corporate office. And I think the journey there was really the catalyst that started the brand. So it kind of gave me the confidence to sort of go out there and do it. And I think without that journey, without having moved from Santa Barbara to Dallas, I wouldn't have launched the brand. You know, I'd always wanted to start the brand. It was more of a pipe dream, though. It wasn't something that I thought that I could actually do. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, how expensive is it going to be to start it up? When I had that experience at Neiman Marcus and started meeting designers of brands that I thought were huge and realized that it's just a small team behind it, I really kind of got the confidence to go, you know what, give it a shot, right? Let's go for it. So after working a year at Neiman Marcus, I launched the brand. I think the push and the move to Dallas really got me off the ledge. But it was definitely something that I was wavering back and forth of going, do I want to risk my life savings for something that I could fail miserably at, right?
Obviously, you said that moving to Dallas and going through, you know, that job was what gave you the confidence to eventually start your own business. Mm-hmm. How much do you feel that if you hadn't done that move, made that move, you would have started a business and you'd be where you are today?
That's tricky because the thing was is that I had worked in the construction industry, and I had worked for Ty Warner, who is Beanie Babies, and he's a hotelier. He owns like Four Seasons New York, Four Seasons Santa Barbara. I had worked for his asset management company in a project management role as well. And so I'd always been around these groups of men, right? And I became that stereotype of that woman who I thought that if I wanted to mean business, if I wanted to be a woman to be taken seriously amongst a group of men, that I had to sort of go into that like Mad Men mentality where it's like, I'll wear the high heels, I'll wear the pencil skirt, I'll look polished, but it was that style that I had to wear in order to be taken seriously. And you're literally running behind men, right? So for all these years, I'm on construction sites, I'm in project management meetings, and I'm running behind these men in these stilettos trying to keep everything up to par, including my appearance, right? And I'm thinking, you know, this is kind of like in the back of my mind going, I need to make shoes for women who are out here doing this, but can still feel like they look and feel confident, right? That you still look beautiful, that you're still feminine, that you're still a woman, but you're keeping up with the boys, right? So instead of running behind them, you're walking in stride with them.
Do you feel like that's a necessary challenge to challenge that perception that, you know, for a woman to be successful at their job, they need to dress that specific part, that they can't be relaxed and still mean business?
It is. And I think it's not even about being relaxed. I think you can be polished in a pair of loafers or an Oxford or a dress boot. You know, I think there's a way to style it now. And I think even then, like, I mean, you think about the sexiest icon women, right, that are out there for fashion or for their style. You think about Brigitte Bardot. You think about Marilyn Monroe. You think about Audrey Hepburn. I think there was a perception in fashion that in order to mean business, you had to dress the part, right? And the part was the high heel and the pencil skirt and the, you know, the dress suits. And I think I don't know if there's necessarily a need to challenge it, but I think there's a need to let women know, or to build, like I felt a need to build a brand that would give women the confidence to know that they can feel good and look good in a pair of shoes like this and not have to be in a stiletto, right?
When you think about footwear these days, especially the one for tailored to women, it's a lot of inspiration from the men's world. Even the most basic of shoes for women, obviously, excluding any stilettos, etc. But for women that want to wear any shoes during their working day, they very much are, you know, an adaptation of the equivalent that exists towards a male client. How do you distinguish yourself in the market from, you know, not simply adapting a model that exists already?
Well, I think the difference is that our shoes are actually made by hand. They're Goodyear welt construction, and what that means is they're made a very traditional way that footwear has been made for decades. And that craftsmanship was really only applied to men's footwear. You know, women started wearing Oxfords and mid heels and sort of that lace up Oxford when they went to work, when men went to the war. So we've been wearing Oxfords, we've been wearing flats. It has been in existence for decades. And I think the way that we distinguish ourselves is really the craftsmanship. I think that the way that our shoes are made are really the best quality a woman's Oxford or a woman's dress shoe can be made.
Now, just for our listeners to get an idea of how, where the brand is, how many people work with you, for example?
We're still small. So we were actually two people until the middle of last year. So we're in our seventh year of business, and we were two people until the middle of last year, and we are now seven, and we're seven women. So it's an office full of women.
Was that on purpose?
No, I interviewed both men and women. I interviewed all types of candidates, and I just feel like the women that are in those positions now, they were really well suited for the position. So I want to say it's like serendipity. You know, now that we are an office of women, it's pretty incredible because we are a brand that sort of supports this momentum of women in business. So it was a happy accident.
It's quite an interesting accident because, you know, the footwear business is still very male dominated.
Oh.
So not only you yourself as the founder of the company is already in a way trying to break through that glass ceiling, and then having a company where you just employ women, even if it wasn't intentional. Do you get a lot of comments on that?
We do. And the funny thing is, it's like it's a good and a bad, and I think both good and bad in business is good to have because you need that conflict. You need conversation, you need debate in order to stimulate something great, right? And we have people who will come in, mostly men, and be like, you need some testosterone in this office, right? But I think overall, it's a positive thing. You know, there's never been any negative comments about it. It's more like men joking about the fact that it's an all women office. But it's funny because people will walk in and kind of step back and go, oh, wow, it's an office of all women.
But at the same time, it's like, what did you expect?
Yeah, right. Well, and that's the thing, too, is like, I never think about it, but you just kind of put it in my mind right now. Is like, why is that even a thing that you'd step back for?
When you look ahead towards the future, where do you see the brand evolving? What would you like to do? What's still left on your business bucket list, I guess?
You know, I would really like to be that brand that women go to buy things to support other women. So, and what I mean by that is, it kind of reminds me of, you know, I'm going to go back to the archives of like Sex and the City. You know, there was this one episode where Carrie Bradshaw is like, you know, loses a pair of shoes. And there's this whole debate about, you know, there's only a couple occasions where women get gifts, and it's when you're having a baby and when you're getting married. But other than that, we as women don't really celebrate each other otherwise. You know, we don't give each other a gift when we got a raise, or we don't give each other a gift when we accomplish a marathon. And I really want to be that brand that curates pieces that range from travel goods, footwear, home accessories, things that are giftable and things that make you feel good about yourself. So if you think about like a great pair of shoes makes you feel confident, a lovely watch makes you feel like a badass, right? So what are these pieces that I can add to the brand that will make it so that people know the Office of Angela Scott for that brand you go to celebrate each other?
Thanks very much to Angela Scott for sharing the story of the Office of Angela Scott. Thanks as well to Carlotta Ribello for the interview in Los Angeles. Be sure to check out our new bureau and shop as well, should you be in LA. The show is edited and mixed by Sarah Miles. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.